One of the apex job creation bodies of government, the National Board for Small-Scale Industries, NBSSI, says 1,000 entrepreneurs and local businesses have benefited from financial support and orientation in the year under review. The CEO of the board, Alhaji Rashid Lukman, was speaking to Radio Ghana on the performance of the board in 2014. He projected that in 2015, the board will secure about 10 million Ghana cedis from different sources to increase local jobs in the country.
As you may be aware, the National Board for Small-Scale Industries is an apex government body that is mandated to promote and develop the small-scale industrial sector of the Ghanaian economy. And in carrying out this particular mandate, we facilitate access of small businesses to two major important services. And these are the financial services and the non-financial services. And in measuring the performance of NBSSI for the year 2013, we broadly were looking at these major activities that NBSSI is supposed to be carrying out MSE development in Ghana. In respect of the facilitation of access to financing by small businesses in Ghana, for the year 2013, we have been able to facilitate access to financing for small businesses to the tune of about 3 million Ghana cedis for 2013. And this has affected or benefited not less than 1,000 small businesses in all areas of the small business spectrum in Ghana. In the area of access to non-financial services, where we are talking about the provision of skills training, technology transfer, providing them with entrepreneurship guidance, providing them with basic accounting principles, how to keep records and how to take minutes and how to be able to make projections in the market, and also how to be able to organize their businesses to become more competitive and responsive to the changing global trends. We're talking about facilitating access to as many small businesses as possible across the country. A total number of about 59,180 small businesses have benefited from the various forms of business support services that NBSSI has facilitated. And as I indicated, these are in the areas of various kinds of training programs. And this 59,000 plus comprises of 23,140 male and 36,037 females across the country. Our services are available to small businesses at every part of this country, irrespective of where the business entity is located. And when we're talking about our target audience, we are looking at small businesses who are into various forms of manufacturing, in terms of agro-processing, value addition, and other agro-related and industrial development-related activities, with emphasis on those within the small and micro enterprise bracket.
Alhaji Lukman said the agro-processing sector topped the list in the businesses that were supported by the board. He said the board captures any registered project which is innovative for assistance.
The categories of businesses who benefit from our services, beyond the sectors in terms of those who are into manufacturing, those who are into agro-processing, and those who are in the activities that can multiply the creation of jobs, we are looking at also small businesses who are startups, businesses who are already in existence and they need some more support to be able to grow and transform their businesses. So our services are not discriminatory in terms of the existence, or in terms of the number of years that the business has existed. Provided your business or the entrepreneur is ready to formalize his or her business, you have the qualification to benefit from the services of NBSSI. So whether you are a startup business, your business already in existence who is into production of goods and services, you qualify to benefit from the services of the board. However, this particular entity must be a formally registered business entity before you can benefit from our services. And even if the opportunities are available for a startup to benefit from our services and that particular startup is not registered, it is within the mandate of the board to assist the business entity to get formalized and also to get more support services that NBSSI can provide for such an enterprise. Currently, we have physical presence, offices and offices in 170 local assemblies across the country. And those districts where we still do not have offices at the moment, we use the services of the offices in adjoining districts to provide services to those districts where we do not have physical presence. And if you visit every local assembly, acts of the Business Advisory Center, and the Business Advisory Center, otherwise the BAC, they are the networks of NBSSI at the local level. Or better still, you just contact the local assembly, speak with the DCE, speak with the planning officer or the district coordinating director, and they will assist you to locate the Business Advisory Center at the district level. And that is where our activities are channeled through, because the BACs provide the interface between the board and the clients at the local level.
Alhaji Rashid Lukman said the board is setting up more advisory bodies to assist would-be entrepreneurs to access the NBSSI financial support. The board is targeting 5,000 new businesses in 2015.
In summary, I believe that for us as a board, the year 2013 has been very eventful, though not without challenges. And we're still looking up to a much more eventful and much more successful 2015, because we believe that as a state body, so long as we continue to have businesses at the micro and small scale levels, NBSSI would continue to develop innovative programs that seeks to enhance their performance. They are able to become much more competitive and also be able to take advantage of the local markets as well as the international markets which are available for them to send their produce in. So for 2015, we are looking at establishing more business advisory centers at the local assemblies where we currently do not have offices established. We are also looking at rolling out a very aggressive program from 2015 that we call the Small Scale District Industrialization Initiative. This is an initiative of the government where we intend to identify one comparatively advantageous product that has the potential of transforming the local industry and the local economy of every disassembly in Ghana. For 2015, we are piloting the implementation of this particular program with 30 districts. And that interventions are going to be in the areas of providing various kinds of BDS services. It's going to be financing, it's going to be technical transfer, it's going to be skills training, it's going to be training programs on entrepreneurship. It's going to be a well-coordinated intervention so that at the end of the day, that particular industry provides an opportunity to transform the local economy of the selected districts who are benefiting from 2015. We also have a plan to begin establishing what we call the business incubators in selected regional capitals in Ghana from 2015. We are also hoping that generally, in terms of the total number of small businesses who would benefit from our services, for 2015, we are targeting not less than 5,000 new businesses to be established in 2015. We are also hoping that we can be able to facilitate the creation of not less than 10,000 additional jobs, which will be created by the small-scale enterprises sector of our Ghanaian economy.